The next patient is Ginger Lee Michelindo. Ginger Lee, G-I-N-G-E-R-L-E-E, Michelindo, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L-I-N-D-O. This is the clinical case of a 65-year-old white female that is following the office because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. In the latest laboratory workup that was done on January the 2nd of 2024, the patient has in the comprehensive metabolic profile a serum creatinine of 1.29, a BUN of 16, and an estimated EFR of 46 mL per minute. The patient doesn't have significant proteinuria. It was 83 milligrams per gram of creatinine, period. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus. The patient has been mourning the passing of her husband, and she says that the diet has not been the indicated one. She's using comfort food, as well as a lot of potato chips. As a consequence of that, we have in the hemoglobin A1C an increase to 8.1%. She was counseled about the need to go back to the plant-based diet and try to avoid snacking all the time, have a schedule for the meals of the day, and decrease the total caloric intake. Following over arterial hypertension, the blood pressure is today out of control. She hasn't taken the medications today. 116 over 88. And the body weight is 299 pounds with a BMI of 51. A period, I don't think that this is a matter of giving more medication to control the blood pressure rather than change in the lifestyle. Following number coronary artery disease that is followed by the cardiologist, Dr. Torres. Following number morbid obesity. The patient has lost some weight, and we encourage her to continue doing so. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. The patient has rosacea as well as a carcinoma of the skin in the infraocular area in the right side that is followed by the dermatologist. She just changed insurances, and she is seeing the specialist. We invested 8 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup. In the face-to-face, we invested 16 minutes in the documentation, 8 minutes.